This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So it's a desperate move. Comey knows he covered up crimes. He's going to be destroyed, discredited, his agency turning against him. Because the crimes have gone so far, what do? They bring up a side issue, a bunch of emails. There's probably some meat and potatoes there. But it becomes a whole distraction from WikiLeaks that already connects the president and Hillary to lying to Congress, the public, you name it. Calling black people dumb. I mean, the stuff this week that's come out is head spinning crazy. I can't believe how bad these folks are. Even if you're bad, why do you write emails like you're a villain? I mean, it's crazy. Larry Nichols is with us in this short segment, and one other former Clinton insider helped basically run the governor's mansion there in Arkansas till they became so criminal he wouldn't go along with it. So you were talking to this high-level person. They were saying the triggering's here. Black lives didn't matter. That whole thing didn't get the war going. Didn't cause the whole collapse, didn't cause the Civil War. What's coming next? We lose him? All right.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. Larry, please continue.
Well, the plan is that when they steal this election, quasi-steal it out in the open, they want to make sure, Alex, that all of us know they just out and out stole it. And when they win by stealing it, they expect an uprising from all of us that claim foul. And that's going to be the triggering mechanism to totally shut down our form of government. They're going to claim that it's impossible to lead America in the present condition it's in with the division that's here. So therefore, they're going to have to enact forceful rules. You know the rest. Alex, they're planning. Now, this ain't coming from me. This is coming from people in high positions that are scared. They've been looking for the triggering mechanism. Now it's here. But the first thing we have to do is we have to stay focused. I'm sorry, I can't breathe very well. You have to stay focused. Watch for WikiLeaks. That's where the real egg is that you want to find. And watch. Do not drop the ball on voter fraud. You can stop voter fraud by exposing it. You can stop voter fraud. There was a lady, Alex, that called me. She and her husband were going to the doctor. The doctor's office was under remodeling, so she went to a strip center where their temporary office was. They went in the wrong office. There were all these desks, you know, a big room full of desks and all these young people. They said, what's going on? Anyway, they found out that's the wrong place. They went next door. Her husband went outside, and there were a couple of young men smoking cigarettes that were in that office. He asked them. He said, good Lord, what have they got going on in there? The two guys told him, we're going through the obituaries and casting votes. You know how? Didn't even care that they knew.
Well, that's just like the Project Veritas, where the national director and his adjunct just go, we're going to steal everything, and we don't care if the journalists know.
That's right. In Pennsylvania, you've already got reports there. In Philadelphia, of precincts that have already had 120%, 140% of the registered voters in those precincts have already voted absentee.
Impossible.
Already. So this is what's happening. And folks, Alex, please tell folks, man, I'm sitting here hard to breathe, can't breathe. I'm not here sensationalizing anything. I'm not here to do anything. I'm passing on what I know. That's all I can do.
Well, my friend, I've got one more segment with you, and I'm going to talk about this when we come back. It's just a 60-second break. I want to recap the martial law scenario, but it's incredible. Your source, basically through another one of my high-level sources, said the exact same thing a while back, and I have these other sources that are saying the same thing that are mid-level, and I have some other high-level, but not as high-level as yours. And that the thing is, they're getting the military ready, everybody. The good news is, like you said, the FBI is rebelling. The special forces are rebelling. The generals are rebelling because what they're being told is so nakedly criminal. And you and so many others, the listeners, have exposed the criminality of the Clinton machine. But even mainstream news calls him a crime family. Even the Chicago Tribune says she should step down. So she's about to try to execute a coup naked.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Sunday, October 30th, 2016. We are now only 8 days out from the most important election in modern world history. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. That's right, 8 days till the election, 9 days until we begin to discover what's going to happen. Larry Nichols, this is by the Clinton Chronicles. I've been interviewing him for over 20 years. He's the guy that said they will not indict her. Comey works for her. You will watch. The whole media said, oh, no, he's great. He will, or he'll call for the indictment. He was right. And I have called all my different high-level sources. I've called seven or eight people. And some of them didn't know I'm not lied on Friday. They just knew the word was Hillary was already going to get indicted over the new stuff that came out on WikiLeaks that proved she'd lie. So they said, what, Wiener? And then they basically started saying exactly what Nichols is saying, that that's a diversion from what's already come out, and then Hillary can sit there and grandstand and say, I want that released, I want that released, because she knows that's not the smoking gun. But, man, when you look at the Wall Street Journal, it's up on Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, you name it, they're talking about 650,000 different emails that are in this data dump. So even if they release that, how do you go through all of that? Meanwhile, Democrats should ask Clinton to step aside. It's from the editorial board of the Chicago Tribune. Now, we've already seen all these big papers attack Trump for no reason. But when you start seeing the Chicago Tribune come out against her, Loretta Lynch pleading the fifth to Congress in all these different investigations, that's the attorney general. Roger Stone's coming up in the next segment. He says the globalists are deserting Hillary from his intel, even in fake polls. Whether sampling 9, 12, 15% more Democrats, Hillary is now 2 to 5 points in these Gallup polls, ABC polls, you name it, behind. But you just heard Larry Nichols, and it's all over mainstream news, ABC, CBS, NBC. To local news' credit, they're actually reporting on it. Dead people voting, illegals voting. Bloomberg came out and said, oh, cities are letting illegals vote, it's a good thing, on Friday, but Trump's crazy, illegals aren't voting. I'm like, what is a story like that? Larry, why would Bloomberg have a story on Friday saying illegals are voting, but Trump's still wrong about it? I mean, and you know, it's not a big deal to have illegals vote. They actually said that. Let's let them vote. What is that where they admit something, but then say we're wrong? It's weird psychological warfare. I mean, I know you were a Green Beret and, you know, a bunch of secretive operations. That's why you got to sign to the Clintons and their whole CIA operation is fake governors. But what is this next level stuff?
You know, Alex, it's all just a part of confusing and trying to get those people that are out there that might be sitting somewhere on the fence, that are daily bounced from one side to
the
other.
That's right. It's nonsense on purpose. That's what all the big brains told me. It's not meant to make sense. It's meant to go, what the hell?
Exactly. It's supposed to make it's a balking effect. It's just like when the pitcher balks in a game. That's what it's for. And, Alex, let me say this to everybody that might doubt what you and I are saying. Now, Alex didn't do this. I did. The folks, I named names. You know, I named Comey. I named Lynch. They could sue me criminally for the things I just said about them if I can't prove it in the court of law. So let's get serious about this. You know, Alex, I've told you for what we've talked about for almost a year now, when I have said this is the last election we're going to have.
I agree. They've never acted so criminal. They've never pulled out stops. They've never geared up for martial law the way they are.
No. I mean, everyone in this audience and everybody should be able to see everywhere, but they don't. You should see. They're going to extremes never before even dreamt of. But they're going to them now. And part of it's because of what you just said.
And this is war. Hillary doesn't care if it comes out she's a criminal. No. She wants to become a dictator in a climate so dangerous, the elite have to make her dictator to keep them in place.
And remember, she can do anything she wants. In her mind, her and Bill, she can do anything she wants. Because why? Number one, she knows she'll not be prosecuted by Lynch or Comey. She knows she'll not be exposed by the media. She knows that. They know that. They've got free reign.
So is there any point, you talk about curveballs that decent people in the government are ready to throw. You said this last week. It's now happening. I mean, how do we fight back against this?
Just exactly what I said last week. You go and you protect your vote. When you go into a voting machine, if it's touchscreen, do not leave that voting booth until somebody in that precinct have proved to you that your vote was logged exactly like you cast it. And if they cannot, you demand a paper ballot. You demand a paper ballot. And then all of you veterans groups get together. Go to the inner city precincts of these major cities, certainly the ones in the major states, the states that are the whatever you call them for the electoral stuff. Get to those states. Have people in those precincts. And you'll catch them coming up in vans. You'll catch them going in and out, voting over and over and over. Take a picture of it. Notify, do this very seriously. Don't get in their way. Don't cause a confrontation. But when you get pictures of it, go in and notify the head of the precinct. Tell them that you've seen it. Then you leave there. You call the police immediately, and you have a police report. Then, police report. Then you go to Alex Jones, to your side, Alex, or anywhere else they can go, and you log it on any of these sites that provide you a place to log where you've witnessed voter fraud. It's going to come down to that. And I know you say, Alex, well, if we do that, that really won't stop. Listen, these people going and casting these votes are committing a crime, and they know it. And if they think they're being watched, Alex, they'll move on. They won't vote. How do I know? Because I did it. I know. I know what they'll do. I know. You can win this thing. Trump is winning. But you cannot let them convince you. You cannot let them get you sidetracked. They're masters at misdirection.
Oh, that's why they're saying it's intimidation to even do exit polls. It's legal and lawful. They're really scared of what you and Roger Stone have talked about. They are really scared of knowing our numbers are out there because we document enough of it. And we have 100 cases on video. We already have 5 or 6. It'll absolutely discredit them no matter what they do. So the full war is happening now. They are full court press with everything they've got. They are hammering 110%, and Comey, bottom line, is hedging his bet in case Trump gets in, that at least he reopened an investigation. Hillary greenlighted that because it diverts off of the WikiLeaks and all the rest of the stuff that's happening. They think the FBI is dumb, the people that are good guys in there and good people in there, and so they'll think, oh, we've reopened it, but the good news is from you, they're all seeing right through it.
They're seeing through it, and they're growing. I was told they were growing in numbers every day. Comey's not going to have enough people crooked in the FBI by the time this 8 days is over to suit up a basketball team. To suit up a basketball team. I'm telling you, it's there. We can do it. You know, Alex, I'm sorry I'm sick, but I'm doing the best I can. But please, folks have got to help. They've got to help us. We've got to stop them stealing this election, or there will not be another one.
That's right. They're totally going for broke. And I would just add here that the mainstream media is the most shameful group in all this, how they have willfully engaged in a criminal, organized racketeering conspiracy against our republic. I'm not a vindictive person, but here's the thing. We get Trump in, the battle begins. He must immediately, through the Constitution and Bill of Rights, rout out these mafias, or they're always going to be trying to bring him down. Trump cannot make a deal with them and then have them back off. We have to deal with them and remove them.
Now, there's one other thing we got to talk about very fast.
But do you agree with me? Well, we do have to remove them, don't we?
You bet. And he can, and we'll talk about that after we win. But I hear a lot of people talking about the Electoral College. Look, don't worry about I know the Electoral College, but don't worry about that. Let's get through the general vote When we get through that and Trump wins, Alex, I promise you, we'll come on this program, if I'm still here, we'll come on this program, and we'll tell people exactly how to stop them stealing the Electoral College. Do not worry about that at this time. Worry about this election. That's what you focus on. And, Alex, if people can help, please give them that PayPal.
That's right. Let me talk about this. Larry is in the hospital. Today I was out there making hospital calls in the background. And I said, are you in the hospital? He said, yeah, I'm there. He said everything he can to get the word out. We need to keep this guy alive as long as possible. Get the word out. We need to put up his PayPal address on screen. Give that for radio listeners. It's Nichols Live, one word, Nichols Live at AOL.com. Thanks for reminding me, because I told you I wanted to plug that for your medical bills and try to help you out, Larry. You're such a jewel. You better hang on about 10 more years here, buddy. Nichols Live at AOL.com, or send him a check or whatever to Larry Nichols, 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. Larry, we'll talk to you again a lot this week. Get out of the hospital, and we appreciate you.
You bet, buddy. Thank you.
That guy has been so dead on. He kept saying, she will not be indicted, she will not be indicted. I talked to some of my other sources, and they're talking to Nichols as well. We'll be back with Roger Stone with big breaking news. Stay with us. Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that...
All right, for the balance of this hour, Roger Stone joins us, former head of the Trump campaign. Now, I knew this, he's known this, just to prove how accurate we are so folks understand how dead on target we are, not for ego, but so people understand that we're key generals in the fight against the tyrants, so that we can actually defeat these people. I've always pointed out Media Matters, for at least the last 8 years under Obama, literally directs MSNBC and CNN. It's the fence between the White House and the Clinton camp as well and the mainstream media. Now, in WikiLeaks, we learned in the last few years, they've gone directly to commanding the media. But David Brock, I mean, I'll see it there, and then a day later, it's word for word in the teleprompters everywhere. You know, Alex Jones wants to kill police. Alex Jones is a racist. Alex Jones is an anti-Semite. All made up garbage. It comes from them. We now have the WikiLeaks where they're specifically bragging about stopping Roger Stone, saying, you know what, you know, for Nixon or whether it was Reagan or whether it was James Baker in the Bushes, you know, he's the guy trying to stop us. We've got to stop him. That's in the new WikiLeaks. I'm going to show on TV here in a minute images of it. So it's not gonzo journalism where we make ourselves the news. We're in the news. And I'm attacked by these people every day, sometimes more than Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity combined. I mean, it's crazy. You know, the White House and Hillary and all these people are pissed at us. But knowing why they're mad at us is how we win the war. So, first, Project Veritas now got the video of what's in the emails with the head of Media Matters admitting that, oh, we got, that's Kramer, the guy that admits they're rigging the election nationwide, you know, get people to vote via his adjunct over and over again, bragging about how they shut down Roger Stone on CNN, all these other channels. This is incredible. Now, it just came out today. It's got 140,000 views. It'll get 10 million views. It's up on InfoWars.com. But we're not here talking about Roger for Roger's sake. He probably wants to get into other stuff. But it just illustrates, we don't script these interviews, it illustrates where we're going. So I want to get into his sources on what's happening with these latest emails, where Comey's going, is he hedging his bets, is it a distraction from WikiLeaks, like Limbaugh's saying, and my sources say Limbaugh's right. Friday I was like, well, my sources are saying she's going to jail. They call back and they go, no, you're not listening. They were already planning to have to indict her because of the new WikiLeaks with Obama. It's total proof of covering up. We don't know what's in this. So it's quite a swamp that Donald Trump is trying to drain. This is an epic time to be alive. Where do you want to start, Roger?
It's almost impossible to know where to start. This is an extraordinary election in which you have developments that I think are really seismic virtually every day.
Earthquakes every day.
Yeah, and it's hard to understand how the FBI director, who I believe technically reports to the Attorney General, could not reopen this investigation without the approval of the President of the United States. Yet today there are reports that the White House was blindsided and the Attorney General was blindsided. I find that hard to believe.
Well, that's your inside baseball. I mean, I was just in your briefing that I saw you put on your site, thestonecoldtruth.com. You're saying that the elite are deserting Hillary, and this is Obama getting ready to flush her.
Well, and perhaps offer her a pardon on the way out. I mean, it's too late to remove her name from the ballots. Too many state ballots are printed. Too many states have already begun their early voting. One estimate is that perhaps as high as 30% of the people overall have already voted. She could conceivably limp through this election, although I think the late momentum is very definitely with Donald Trump. This event, Comey making this announcement, has very clearly knocked the air out of the Clinton campaign. They are now attacking Comey, a guy they were praising only weeks ago for his judgment and his independence. I think there's more afoot here, and I think there is an internal, internecine Democratic Party struggle.
Oh, I'm seeing fratricide, and I agree with the body language, claiming the plane didn't have Wi-Fi. When it says on the door, equipped with Wi-Fi, they're real proud of that. She looked like she'd been punched in the stomach, showed it to her little water bearer, her you know, minion, Abedin. The whole media wouldn't even cover her first press conference or her first speech, saying, we don't know what she's saying, so we don't know she's been briefed, so we're not going to show you. They seem to be in true panic mode.
Yeah, it appears that way. Here's the irony, of course, that Donald Trump from the beginning has said that the Huma Abedin-Wiener connection was problematic, and he was concerned about anything that Huma may have told her husband that was either classified or top secret. How prophetic to believe that something in the Abedin-Wiener emails that could now potentially bring her down.
Wow. So Roger, talking to your sources and also just in your great gravitas in politics, to me, at just a seismic level, it feels like victory. A great peace came over me. He doesn't want to have to reverse himself. This is him hedging his bets, knowing Trump is surging. No matter how they try to spin it, even if these emails are a distraction from WikiLeaks, it seems like the great fork of doom is being stuck into Hillary and she's done.
Well, the problem with the idea that this is a distraction from WikiLeaks, that assumes that the WikiLeaks disclosures have been getting the kind of coverage that they merit. They haven't. They've gotten good coverage, but many in the mainstream media have continued to block the WikiLeaks disclosures.
Oh, yeah, they've cherry-picked. They've gone to the weak sections of it.
I think that's accurate. On the other hand, I feel what you feel. I was at a Trump rally in Washington, D.C. yesterday. I ran into the great Joe Biggs, who I barely recognized now he trimmed his beard. But you could feel the electricity in the air. You could feel the momentum shifting to Trump. And then this morning, John Podesta was on CNN with Jake Tapper, again attacking me by name three times. Again,
why are they so obsessed with you? Because he's had a lot of campaign managers. I mean, I know you guys have been friends for 40 years. They are the email show. They are obsessed with you. And we're not talking about you for ego. But it's important. Why are the head people for Hillary obsessed with you?
Perhaps it is because I am effective. I mean, this isn't about this election. It's not about Roger Stone. It is not about, me in any regard. The attacks on the messenger are meant to distract from the message itself. It isn't who leaked the WikiLeaks material that's as important as the substance of the emails, which no one credibly has yet refuted as not genuine or authentic.
Sure,
right?
We're going to come back and play some of this, top Clinton operative talking about how they got you banned. But first, we come back here in just about a 3-minute break. Why is Hillary haranguing him? As you pointed out, she was praising him 2 weeks ago. Why is Podesta haranguing Comey when he has totally covered their butt? That seems like a really bad move.
Well, it's because the fix was in. The problem is the guy they thought they had bought didn't stay bought, as they say in Philadelphia.
And we now know his wife has come out and said, what are you doing, Comey? Everybody hates us. And the agents are now, I was told by a high-level source, I'm going to ask you this, if you've heard of this. We haven't talked in 3 or 4 days off air. The FBI is getting ready for a press conference with as much as 30 or 40 senior agents. And when they heard 30 or 40 were going to do it, hundreds more.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity Team at InfoWarsTeam.com. And you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me.
All right, we got two segments left, and I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com, is our guest. Former head of the Trump campaign. One of the main fighters out there is the WikiLeaks show that they're most afraid of. That's why we love having him on, because his info is so on target. We have the Chicago Tribune, big supporters of Hillary, saying Democrats should ask Hillary to step aside because the contested election, the corruption, all the baggage, they've been caught lying in WikiLeaks. she's going to get removed from office. Well, Hillary doesn't care. She's going forward. Roger Stone, globalist deserting Hillary. Hillary has too much baggage for globalists, says Stone. Now, I've really psychoanalyzed this. Tell me if I'm wrong, Roger. Comey was in trouble with his wife. The FBI is in mutiny. They're moving towards press conferences. That's the intel I got coming up this week. More WikiLeaks. He wants to save his legacy. He goes with this. Whether it's meat and potatoes or not, the other FBI folks are saying, oh, it's a diversion because they're sick of Comey. They're ready to put his head politically on a stick. And so there's almost like a fervor of the villagers trying to storm Frankenstein's castle. Is that accurate?
Well, it may be. I mean, this is kind of like criminology. We've got to try to figure out what's happening on. But if an alternative narrative would be that Comey put this to bed for the Clintons, just as he put the Sandy Berger affair away for them when he was at the Justice Department, just as he put the Mark Rich pardon scandal away from them. No one indicted in either one of those scandals. No one charged, despite the egregious violation of law. And the uprising at the FBI has no doubt caught his attention. And then into his lap drops new information that make his previous position unsustainable. So he makes this announcement. I suspect, I would have thought that the veteran agents at the FBI would have been pleased with the fact that he's finally taken a position that seems to conform with the facts. So I'm not sure any of us can tell exactly what has happened. It's still, having spent almost 40 years in Washington and spent some time in government and the entire time in politics, it's hard for me to believe that the FBI director makes an announcement of this import without the approval of his boss, the President of the United States. I just find that very hard to believe. Now, the Clintons feign outrage that he's taken this position, but they didn't have much outrage when Bill met with the U.S. Attorney General completely inappropriately days before this decision was announced.
Right. They're saying it's inappropriate for him to tell Congress, but then they're meeting secretly on an airplane getting caught. Looking at this then, Roger Stone.
Yes.
Isn't it really just that Comey does want to cover his butt and that the Clintons are upset about this?
Well, that's probably what it is, but it does, in a race this close, with an electorate this volatile, it does have the potential to change the race. Now, I argued on here yesterday that the momentum had already shifted to Trump. There was evidence that he was coming on. This, I think, continues to be true. If anything, this announcement accelerates that trend. New poll in Florida today, Trump up 4. As I said yesterday in Pennsylvania, where I mentioned David Urban, the hard-driving, very well-organized and shrewd organizer heading the Trump campaign in the Keystone State, in Florida, Susan Wiles, one of the most accomplished and experienced political operators, not only in the state, but nationally, heads the Trump campaign, knows what she's doing, is supremely well organized, probably needs more resources, but I have enormous confidence in Susan Wiles. Again, a standout in the Trump campaign in terms of knowing what she's doing. So I think that although they are in a catch-up mode, the Trump campaign will never be the well-oiled machine that the Clintons have, but they'll more than make up for it in enthusiasm and intensity. Unlike several days ago, I'm feeling better and better about Florida. I wish that the campaign would spend some money on Spanish language media highlighting Trump's economic program and what it would mean to the Hispanic community. But all of that said, I think Trump is on track to carry a state that Alex Heath must carry to win this race.
So where would you put the race right now?
It's still a toss-up. But momentum is what's important because the race is going to be in a different place tomorrow than it was today and than it was yesterday. That's how volatile and close this is.
Sure. So, well, we're now 8 days and a few hours out from this.
other wild cards? Are the Clintons out of ammo? What else could happen?
Well, one thing I do want to clarify, because there's been a lot of comment on it, and I am interested in being accurate, and I think you would admit that everything I have predicted or said since we met and I began doing these broadcasts has turned out to be true. Yesterday I said that I had intelligence that Hillary Clinton had met with the Broward County Supervisor of Elections, and that wasn't on her schedule. There was no media presence, and I believe that there was video and photos existed. I was incorrect about that. In fact, I was off by a county. The Clinton entourage pulled up behind the West Palm Beach office of the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections. Hillary Clinton was physically seen by at least three witnesses meeting with officials from the building. These observers were shooed away. I am trying to determine whether there is existent video. I'm told that there is. So I want to clarify. Our information came from a very well-intentioned woman, two women really, who are active in Citizens for Trump. There was some language barrier because they are Spanish speakers. I do not speak Spanish. The information came through a Citizens for Trump official, and I was incorrect. I have now clarified it, other than to say Palm Beach is, of course, ground zero of the Democrats' vote-stealing operation. More on this tomorrow.
We're going to break in a few minutes with the final segment. I'm going to come back and actually play the latest Project Veritas video where they have this, you know, top Clinton operative admitting that they're trying to ban you from television and were successful. But the minute or two we have left before we go to break, other wild cards, other angles. I mean, just talking to my sources, some of which are very high level, they say, well, they're already canceling school on November 8th. There's this big gear up for civil unrest. What do you expect to happen if Hillary does lose?
Well, first of all, as you know, voting has started across the country, early voting in a number of states, and the volume of irregularities already is deeply concerning. Today,
wouldn't you call the level historic? I mean, I've never seen anything like this.
I call it hysterical. I mean, the Huffington Post today attacking the Stop the Steal project, insisting again that we seek to intimidate people, that this is about thugs, roving bands of thugs imitating voters. This is irresponsible.
Sure. I'm saying the level of admitted vote flipping and fraud and dead people voting, mainstream news admits it. I've never seen any admission this big. Then they go, oh, it's insane. Trump's insane. Roger Stone's insane. Alex Jones is insane. There's zero fraud when Drudge has like 30 links a day to mainstream news admitting it.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. People voting twice, people voting in other people's names. No, I think it is the precursor to what is going to happen. You're going to see massive voter fraud, but you're also going to see, in my opinion, machine manipulation.
Sure, that's the big one. Let's talk about that straight ahead and also how they try to control the media, which WikiLeaks totally shows. And my final point I want to ask Stone. Look, even if she steals it or gets in, I mean, all the corruption that's come out, there's got to be no way she could stay in, even if they have the control of the courts, control of the Justice Department, just in public opinion, she is convicted.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to stop tyranny? So does every other red blooded human. Oh, yeah. You found the tip of the spear.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, I'm not bashing other talk show hosts. They got to do what they got to do. Talk radio, the rest of the media is collapsing. We're in depression. Thanks to the globalists, they admit that's their plan. But other talk show hosts plug every segment because that's where the real ads are happening now, is during the actual segment. They're like, hey, you got to plug, Alex. We got to pay the bills. And I'm, you know what? Tune into the show tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Tell folks about the articles, the videos. We've got articles up where the L.A. Times says we don't know why all these kids are getting paralyzed. They admit it's the vaccines. The insert says it can cause it. Really, for me, it's the public service announcement against collectivism and against tyranny that's my payday. That's why I skip breaks and don't plug, because I really don't care. I'm a free market guy, but there'll be no free market if we don't beat these people. So, yeah, I've got a successful family. I've got a lot of opportunities. I never use my family for those opportunities. I'm my own man. That's why I see these collectivists that want to live through some big giant state. I've never even used my family and their success to be successful. I got my own stuff going on that's going to be bigger than anything they ever did. That's how this works. And I am sick and tired of watching all the dumbass collectivists that don't know how to build a country sit here and piss on what made this country great. This country isn't perfect, but compared to other nations, it's amazing. This is a referendum against cronies and insiders and cabals and mafias. And every American that bleeds red blood and people all over the world know Donald Trump stands for that. It's an exciting time to be alive. Now, I want to get to this clip from the latest Project Veritas video that's on StoneColdTruth.com, Infowars.com, and, of course, Project Veritas' site, because it goes to the way they're trying to shut down our information. Not because we're discrediting. If we were discrediting, they'd want us on there because it's scary to them. They know we know the truth. But what else do we do in the next 8 days, Roger, to make sure the crime syndicate, because even mainstream news is calling Hillary a crime family, what do we do to make sure this crime family is fully discredited? Because once we get them out, the door is so open to change the world. That's why they're so scared.
Well, Alex, I've got to keep going back to Election Day and implore those who believe in a fair and honest election to please go to StopTheSteal.org and sign up as a volunteer to work on Election Day. We're trying to cover 7,000 specific precincts in the swing states. These are precincts that are not selected on the basis of racial makeup. They are based on reports of fraud in the past or one-party government, one party controlling the entire electoral process. If this election is hijacked, it will not be appealable unless there is admissible proof. That is the purpose of running a completely neutral, scientifically based exit poll. We're only interested in this project and talking to people after they vote. So we need your elbow grease. We need your boots on the ground. We need your shoe leather to help us. We will train you. We will help you. We will assign you.
You've got over 2,200 right now, thousands more getting trained in the next 8 days. We're not in competition with each other, folks. Vote at Infowars.com is where you send evidence of fraud, videos, articles, photos. We'll post it. We'll send it to other journalists. We're giving leads to other journalists. If we got one person on at midnight, they're overwhelmed. We just send it on to WorldNet Daily or Breitbart or Drudge. We're all on the same team for the integrity of this republic. And by the way, we catch any fraud for Trump, we're going to report it. It's a default, folks. We just tell the truth. We're seat of our pants. We're not cold and calculating and all organized like Hillary.
Well, Alex, I think you raise a very good point. The Stop the Steal Project has targeted a number of precincts in the state of Ohio where there is total and complete Republican control. Because I want to make sure that the Republican machine under the control of Governor John Kasich.
Oh, they're the ones that are going to say that. Exactly. They're the ones going after Trump.
So, and this is not even partisan in the sense that we are going to be looking at selected Republican precincts. This is the insiders versus the ultimate outsider, Donald J. Trump, a man I've known for 40 years, a man you cannot buy, you cannot bully, a man who believes in American exceptionalism, American autonomy, American supremacy, and American sovereignty.
And the mule-headedness is his greatest attribute. That's why he can't be controlled.
Well, you can't bludgeon him into anything. He knows what he thinks. Perhaps, if we could run government the way he's run his businesses, we wouldn't have the enormous economic problems that we have today.
Well, he knows we're getting screwed over, and that's why they're so scared. I want to go to a few minutes, set up this clip. I know you've seen it. You didn't want to get into this. We're going to show it. I mean, let's sit here and show this clip because it gets into the inside control of the White House and the Clintons through Media Matters. Tell us what we're about to see.
This is really extraordinary. James O'Keefe, a friend of mine of many years, who has really come into his own as one of the most significant players in this election, Alex, has taken, as you know, a series of videos that really pull the curtain back from the extraordinary corruption and fraud that surrounds Hillary's election effort.
We have them bragging they're going to steal the election. So set up this clip.
So this is are the Veritas cameras interviewing this fellow who is titularly the president of Media Matters, the number one flunky for David Brock. And he can't help but boast how they have taken the MVPs, I'm flattered, for Trump off the boards as political spokesmen.
Because they run around either say we're horrible so media doesn't have us on, or they get us banned, acting like we're the failures, but really it's the info you're covering and I'm covering and others are covering that's the most devastating and on target. Here it is.
During our Democracy Partners investigation that Robert Creamer led us to Media Matters in Washington, D.C.
This is Media Matters over there.
Oh, cool.
And,
wow, that's cool.
Media Matters calls itself a web-based, non-for-profit, progressive research and information center.
Media Matters has been going after me for years. They've called me a hack, a liar, a convict. They're actually bankrolled by George Soros. They say they're pursuing truth, but then they brag about ruining people's careers.
At the time, we did different sort of pressure point campaigns to get notable conservative voices off. So like Lou Dobbs on CNN left, now he's on Fox Business, Glenn Beck, Alpha Fox.
Media Matters President Bradley Baychok gave our journalist a tour of their offices.
Research, and then we have an investigative team, a media reporter. We track a lot of events by conservative offices, that sort of thing.
Baychok proudly boasted about the Media Matters assault on conservative writer and political consultant Roger Stone.
So I think for Trump, our big role as a media watchdog has been to take his MVPs and put them on the sidelines. So the first one was Roger Stone.
I didn't even know that. Is he freaking nutcase?
So we led the campaign to, we tracked every book appearance that he did. We took everything that was crazy in his book and made sure that people knew that it was sourced even in crazy material. We parsed out his tweets by each ethnicity group or like attack that it was, whether it was on minorities or LGBT folks or immigrants. And we published that with each network. We reached out privately to the networks and said, hey, are you aware you have had this guy on 12 times in the last 4 months? And he said these three things about all of these.
And they know the White House is behind this.
You have on air.
Clinton is, they follow the order.
Work for your organization. And ultimately, we got him banned from Fox, from MSNBC, CNN, and he hadn't been on Fox in 4 months. So it's like we try to take the MVPs off the sidelines.
We thought it might be interesting to show the tape to Mr. Stone and get his reaction.
Take MVPs off the sidelines. So, Roger, what's your reaction to those comments from the Media Matters president?
Censorship. You see, when they can't refute what you have to say on any issue-based basis, they resort to name-calling, racist, bigot, fanatic, so on, deplorable. And then they try to high-pressure the old media to destroy your media access.
Well, we're out of time.
Successful
the full video is on Project Veritas. It's on our site, Infowars.com, of course, Stones. I'll play more tomorrow, but notice, they were on, I guess that was Friday or Thursday, together in D.C. I didn't know why they were together. And I was saying, you guys are really most valuable players. I didn't know they were actually calling you that. I just saw this today for the first time. Hidden Cam, Media Matters brags about sabotaging Roger Stone. It just shows how they go after the most effective material, twist it, call it racist. You have nothing to do with race stuff. And it just shows what a joke these people are and how they're in control of the mainstream media, which, oh, you took Lou Dobbs off, the only show with ratings. What geniuses, Roger.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary, yet the pattern continues. Alex, I am outraged that CNN would allow John Podesta to savage me this morning and not give me an opportunity to respond. Now, I've always had...
We're out of time, Roger. You're coming back tomorrow at 11:30, 30 minutes in. God bless you. You're awesome. Okay. Infowars.com. So much video up there breaking all this down. Bottom line, Hillary Clinton is burning down in front of everybody, and they're trying to prop her up. It's not working.
Only 8 days to the critical election. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with me.